Nas X is writing a children's book, Despacito is back, and Lil Mix teams up with Harry Styles. Kind of. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, September 16th. Wanna take my horse to the hotel room, I'm gonna ride till I can't go. First up, it looks like Lil Nas X has been writing more than just lyrics. I'll let Jordan Rowling fill you in.
On September 15th, the Old Town Road star took to Instagram to announce he's got a new children's book, C is for Country, arriving early next year, January 5th to be exact. And of course, the cover of the book, written by Nas and illustrated by Theodore Taylor III, features the singer in his usual colorful outfit, holding a guitar and riding his horse. Hey Panini, don't you be a meanie, thought you wanted me to go, why you trying to keep me teeny now? Per description on the Random House website, C is for Country follows Lil Nas X and Panini the Pony on a joyous journey through the alphabet from sunup to sundown, and is perfect for music lovers learning their ABCs. It's available for pre-order now.
Next up, it may have been 3 years since it topped the Billboard charts, but Despacito is trending once again. And it's all thanks to presidential candidate Joe Biden, who ahead of a speech at a Hispanic Heritage Month event in Orlando, whipped out his phone and started playing the iconic Latin song.
There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
As you can imagine, Twitter was set ablaze with one user saying, Joe Biden steps out and starts playing Despacito from his phone. Sounds like a tweet you pull out of your ass at 3 a.m., but instead, it's a thing that really happened. Soon enough, the hashtag Despacito Joe started trending on Twitter, and while many Biden supporters love seeing him show his support for the Latin community, others were not nearly as kind. But what many Trump supporters and other less observant Twitter users who were knocking him failed to notice was that Luis Fonsi, the artist who sings Despacito, introduced Biden at the event. You can actually hear him talking to him at the event in this clip.
I tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if anyone harbored any doubts of the legitimacy of Biden playing, smiling, or even moving a little bit to Despacito, Fonsi put any concerns to rest, tweeting a picture of him and the presidential candidate saying, "It was a real honor for me to introduce Vice President Joe Biden tonight, a great leader who has shown his support and admiration for the Latin community in Puerto Rico for many years. It's time for us to have a president who treats us with the dignity we deserve." Despacito. And last but certainly not least, the ladies of Little Mix visited the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge this week to perform a stirring cover of Harry Styles' Falling, and it was iconic. I'm frozen in motion, and my head tells me to stop. What if I'm not? For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.